like a mighty rushing stream, sweet, sweet anointing, pouring out the oil and wine all over me. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soothe all of my fears, wipe away.
Welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. I've good news for you today. God is not angry with you. He loves you and he has a destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders. Through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. While we look at what is God's nature like, what does God think of you? We're going to find out the love of God again and again in the word of the Father, eager to protect his children. God's love is everywhere on display. For instance, when Moses arrived at the top of Mount Sinai to receive the commandments, God tells Moses to remind the people of his great love for them in the past and his careful watch over their lives throughout their redemption. It's the same for us. In Exodus 34, 6 and 7, as Moses returns to the mountain, bearing a second set of the two stone tablets, God passes before his servant and refers to himself as the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions of sin. Friends, as Moses had the two stone tablets, the Ten Commandments, the word of the Father, he is eager to protect his children. The reason for the Ten Commandments, I heard a rabbi put it this way, said that he calls it the Ten Principles to Live By. It's for your protection. The Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, giving iniquity, forgiving iniquities and transgression and sin. Loved ones, God is speaking to you. Friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are standing at the crossroads in your life. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life, for the free gift of eternal salvation is being offered to everyone. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you, but you must receive it. Friend, my mission this day is about the most urgent message you could hear. God loves you. The door to God is open to you. It's a foundation of pure love. God is not angry with you. His heart is kind. God wants you more than anything else. Amen. God wants you more than anything else. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart, and he waits for you to invite him in. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13, "For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and my sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church, and God will take you places that you would never believe. Right. The message for today is from 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect your gift. God has equipped each one of us with specific gifts and talents. It's up to you and me. It's up to you. And not only identify these gifts, but to be disciplined to develop those gifts. You have to learn to stay in your strength zone. What are the natural gifts you have? What do you enjoy doing? Take the time to identify your strengths and weaknesses. And as the scripture says, give yourself to your gift. In other words, don't spend your time trying to improve your weaknesses. Don't waste your valuable days pursuing things that are outside of your main gifting. Focus on your strengths. Matthew 25:22-23, "A man with two talents also came. 'Master,' he said, 'you entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more.' His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.'" Friends, there is something that you're good at naturally, something you can do that comes easy to you. Step out into your area of gifting. Are you good with people? Are you good with your hands? Do you have a great voice? Find ways to develop those gifts. Know that your gifts and talents are part of your divine destiny. Amen? If you're comfortable with God who made you to be, and thank him for the unique gifts, you'll not only enjoy life more, but you'll be ready to receive the abundant blessing God has in store. So thank the Lord for equipping you with everything you need to be successful in this life. Ask the Lord to show you the gifts within you for his glory, and thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Right, we get to that part of the message now. We'll be praying for the sick. We go to Luke 11:20. It says, "But if I am casting out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." See, what Jesus has just delivered, Jesus had just delivered a man from a demon that had kept him speechless. The demon gone, Jesus cast him out. The man started talking, taking the crowds by complete surprise. Jesus explained to the crowd, "But if it's God's finger I'm pointing, this sends the demons of deafness on their way, then God's kingdom is here for sure." And Luke 17:21, "For the kingdom of God is within you." I prayed for a number of years ago, I prayed for a 16-year-old boy who had been deaf and mute since birth. After prayer, everyone present was amazed because he responded with noise for the first time. A doctor, Dr. Kayanada, said, he's a specialist in this area, "As a doctor, I would say that these miracles are incomprehensible. As I know in deaf mutism, the deafness is due to non-development. The auditory nerve, internal ear, or the part of the brain which the auditory sensations are recognized are not developed. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ made him whole. I do not have any medical explanation for such happenings. Only God can do this in his love for humanity." There are many people that have prayed for deaf people and the same thing has happened. And as born-again believers, we are to demonstrate God's kingdom with the power of the Holy Spirit everywhere we go. In Luke 10:9 it says, "Come on and heal the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." Jesus has given the church the authority, saying, "When we enter any place and are received, heal anybody who is sick and tell them God's kingdom is right at your doorstep. He's near you. He's right here." And Luke 10:1, "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go." Verse 17 says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." See, in Mark 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word and cast out demons of sickness every single time. "Heal the sick," he said. "Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. For the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick and for creative miracles. Lay your hands on that part of your body that needs a touch from the Lord and believe you have received and you will have. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke deafness. I command you, loose your people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now, and I command soundness, perfect soundness. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I cast out every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer. You are cursed at the root, and I command you to die. I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you shrivel and die. And I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command to be healed and made whole. Those people, pains are starting to disappear. Healed and made whole. I command health and healing into every physical body. And divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I break your power. And I command you, loose the people and set them free. Be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, whatever the yoke is, it is destroyed. Be because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You are a joy in the morning. You are, Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you, and you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You have the power. You're born again. You have the power, the Holy Spirit within you. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. You shall recover. The Bible is very clear. You shall be recovered. Not all healings are instant. I wish they were. Some take seconds, minutes, hours, days. I read just yesterday about some miracles that took place, and some of them took days for them to fully come into being. You shall recover. And act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that pains have started to subside. If they are still there, then and you feel some relief, then you're being healed. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for it. Test the area to see if there's any improvement. Test it again in a few hours' time. Test the area. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible declares, fear not. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Words are powerful. Your words are powerful. And do not doubt. And know that it is God's will for you. So my prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you. branches clip for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the devil cured. Blood from thy wounded side which flows.